fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Caleb West had held the job of sheriff in Grant County for a good many years and had counted on being reelected on the following Tuesday. He didn't look on Zeke Crumpart, owner of the cafe, as serious competition until he learned of Zeke's plan. Then he became angry, and he brought his anger home with him. His wife and daughter looked up in surprise when he burst into the house and slammed the door.
Caleb!
Hold it, Ted. Red-headed ornery tricks. This beats all I ever heard.
What in the world?
Now I know why Crumpart has been so sure he'd lick me come next Tuesday. Now I know.
Dad, listen to me a minute. I saw Hank Frisbee today.
Yeah, and he told you I'd be licked. Even Hank thinks so, and Hank's my best friend.
But, Dad,
and Hank knows. He knows everything that goes on. He knows how the wind blows.
Caleb, do sit down and relax for a minute. Betsy,
relax! How can a man relax when he sees the work of 15 years about to be wiped out in less than a week's time? I cleaned up this county, that's what I did. I kept law and order here. When Zeke Crumpart is a sheriff, I can't even think of it.
Oh, Mom, if he'd only calm down long enough to listen, I'll let him talk, Betsy. He'll run out pretty soon. Then you can tell him what Hank Frisbee said.
This town will be overrun with gamblers, swindlers, thieves, and crooks of every kind. I thought it was a joke when Crumpart said he aimed to run for sheriff. But it's no joke. He had a plan for getting elected, and it's going to work. He'll be sheriff.
Why?
He'll be... What's that, Mary?
I said, why will he be sheriff?
Because he'll get more votes than I get, that's why. Maybe you never knew that the man that gets most votes gets elected. Maybe you never knew that.
Never mind your sarcasm.
That's a question. Why will he get elected, she says.
Dad, will you please listen
to
me?
I'll tell you why you'll get more votes. Because of the owl hoots he's been bringing into town. Had his pals riding all over the county fixing saddle bums, renegades, and crooks that ought to be in jail. They're all coming here, moving into rooms over Crumpart's Cafe. They'll all vote for Zeke.
Have they any right to vote?
They'll leave it to Zeke to see they can prove they live in the county long enough to vote. I've noticed them drifting into town during the past week, but I didn't think anything of it. Today, over a dozen of them came in. There'll be more tomorrow, more the next day. By Tuesday, Zeke will have bought all the votes he needs.
Oh, you through blowing off steam.
Why should he have to run?
Then listen
anyway?
To what Betsy has to say.
Dad, I said I saw Hank Frisbee a little while ago.
I saw Hank this morning. He says I got no chance. He's just about ready to sell out his place and move. It's been bad enough with Crumpart running that cafe. town won't be fit to live in if he's the law around here.
Hank has been more optimistic since he talked to Mr. Justice.
Mr. Justice? Who's he?
He's a fine old gentleman who came into town today. He rented a room at the Frisbee House. Mr. Justice said it would never do to let a man like Zeke be sheriff. Crooks from all over would come here and make this town their home.
What does Mr. Justice figure he can do about it? Maybe he can vote 20, 30 times to offset the Crompard vote, huh? Maybe he can tell all these sidewinders to go back to the Badlands. Maybe he can yowl like a catamount and scare them out of town before they get the chance to vote.
Oh, that's sarcasm.
Well, what in tarnation does one man figure to do?
Have you ever heard of the Lone Ranger?
Have I ever heard of the Lone Ranger? What do you mean, have I heard of the Lone Ranger? Great day in the morning. Why don't you ask me if I've heard of green apples or roast turkey?
Mr. Justice knows him.
Mr. Justice he knows the Lone Ranger?
Yes. And he says the Lone Ranger will come here in time to do something about the election. Now, what do you think of that?
Gosh. If that Lone Ranger... Oh, what's the use of hoping? Not even the Lone Ranger can offset all the votes that Zeke is going to buy.
Hank wants you to meet Mr. Justice. He said he'd bring him here this evening.
There he is now. I'll get it. Come on in. Zeke Crumbart. It's you.
Caleb West, I want to talk to you. I'll step inside for a minute. Evening, ladies.
Good evening.
You'll make it short, Crumbart. I'm waiting for company.
What's this I hear about you scheming to scare my votes out of town?
Me scare your votes out of town? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Your pal, Hank Frisbee, is trying to scare my friends away.
What?
He's introducing a man named Justice to everyone, boasting that this newcomer is a friend of the Lone Ranger. He says the Lone Ranger's coming here. Well, Caleb West, your plan won't work. My friends won't be scared out.
Zeke Crumpart, that's no plan of mine. I never heard of Mr. Justice, and my daughter told me about him just before you came in. But I'll say this much. If the Lone Ranger does come here, he'll sure find a lot of mean-looking gents that you've brought to town to vote.
He'll find more than that. He'll find more trouble than he can handle.
Dad, the door again.
Mind if I walk right in?
Oh, Hank, Frisbee.
No, come on in, Hank. You're always welcome. Crompart is here, but he won't be staying long.
Come on in, Mr. Justice. Mr. Justice, these are the folks I was telling you about. Sheriff,
howdy,
Mrs. Wells.
Howdy.
Miss Benson.
The man who accompanied Hank Frisbee was slightly stooped and dressed in dignified black clothing. His voice was low, his manner mild, and his white mustache and beard gave him the appearance of a plantation owner from Virginia. No one suspected that a clever disguise added 30 years to his age. There was nothing to indicate that Hank's new friend was in reality the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger.
So you're the gent that says the Lone Ranger's coming here to town.
That's right, Mr. Crumpart.
He'll sure find some bad hombres here.
You call them bad because they're opposing Caleb West, the sheriff.
Sheriff? Are any of these men wanted by the law?
Well...
You know they're not. You studied the handbills. And as for having a legal right to vote, they've got it by being residents of this town.
Residents?
They're living at my hotel. That makes them residents. I got just one thing to say to you, Mr. Justice. There's plenty of those men that have got a grudge against the Lone Ranger.
Indeed, sir.
You're doggone right. A lot of them have got pals who are in jail because of that masked man.
Wouldn't surprise me to learn that some of your friends have themselves been in jail because of the masked man.
I don't know about that, but I do know that instead of being scared out by threats of the Lone Ranger coming here, they'll be downright glad to welcome him with gun talk.
Crumpart, if there's any killing in your cafe...
If there is, it'll be up to the law to prove that it was murder and not self-defense.
Mr. Crumpart, I think you have the wrong idea.
Huh?
Masked man doesn't expect to frighten anyone out of town. He's coming only to bring a package for me. You see, he has a secret silver mine.
Well, what's that about a silver mine?
Please forget that I mentioned it.
You say the Lone Ranger's bringing something for you?
I shouldn't have mentioned that, sir. Please forget it. Well, it's getting late. I've enjoyed meeting you people. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go to my room in Mr. Frisbee's home. See, it's nearly my bedtime.
Oh, stick around. When Crompart's gone, my place will be more sociable.
I'm leaving right now. I can take a hint.
Good riddance.
Mr. Justice, I'm downright sorry you let the cat out of the bag. Crompart will tell all his friends that the Lone Ranger has a secret silver mine, that he's coming here with a package for you.
Well, I think many people already know he has a secret silver mine.
Well, maybe so, but he's got a lot of enemies here. They're doggone dangerous men. They'd sure like to know where his mine is located. I hope when he comes here, he don't find more trouble than he can handle.
We'll see.
Gosh, when you said he was coming here, Mr. Justice, you said he might be in time to do something about the election, but if it's only to leave a package for
him... There's several days before election, Hank. Let's wait and see what happens. Now I'd like to go back to my room in your home.
At Frisbee's house in his role as Mr. Justice, the Lone Ranger locked the door of his bedroom. Then when he was alone, his manner changed abruptly. He pulled off the false mustache and beard, stripped off the dark suit of clothes, and washed the disguise from his face. He took a heavily wrapped package and his own familiar clothing from a carpet bag. He dressed quickly, pulled on his boots, and buckled his gun belt around his hips. Then he adjusted his mask and left the room through a window carrying the package. On foot, the masked man hurried to a clearing in the nearby woods, where his great horse Silver waited with Tonto's horse. He saddled and bridled Silver, then had to wait for nearly an hour before Tonto arrived.
Me wait in town, King Wasabi. Me hear plenty talk there.
Oh, what kind of talk, Tonto?
About Lone Ranger.
Did you see Zeke Crumpart?
Ah, him come into cafe, and him plenty excited.
I thought he might be.
Him say Lone Ranger come here, bring package for old man. There plenty talk.
There'll be more talk after I've left.
What you do now?
I'm going to take this package to Zeke Crumpart's cafe. I'll leave it with Zeke.
Oh, that plenty dangerous, Kimasabi. All feller and cafe friends of Zeke Crumpart. All hope to get Lone Ranger.
I'll be on guard, Tonto. I'll see that none of those characters get behind my back. Now, wait. We worked out the role of Mr. Justice in accordance with a plan. We back out now. Zeke Crumpart will control the town. That mustn't happen. Hey there, Silver.
Easy, big fella.
Easy, Scott. Easy, fella.
Otto, as soon as I dismount and go into the cafe, you lead Silver around to the rear door so he'll be ready when I come out.
Oh, me do it.
Come on, Silver.
Hit him up to town.
Zeke Crumpart's cafe was noisy and filled with the renegades who had moved into the rooms upstairs until they could cast a vote for Crumpart. Zeke stood at the end of the bar near the rear door with several of his associates.
Zeke, can't you find out when this masked man's going to be here?
I found out all I could tonight, Joe.
Maybe if we corralled Mr. Justice, we could make him talk some more.
He didn't look to me like a man that could be made to talk against his will.
You must know the Lone Ranger pretty well.
I bet he knows where to find that masked man's secret silver mine.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Me too.
Who do you suppose is in the package the Lone Ranger's bringing to town?
You know as much about it as I do.
Well, what I want more than anything else is to line that critter up in my gun sight.
Yeah. Boy,
hey, where with you, Lefty?
Zeke, a man just reined up out front. He called his horse Silver. He's wearing two guns and a mask and carrying a package.
That's Silver, the man we're waiting for.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, listen, boys. Listen to me. No gunplay till I give the word. If possible, we want to capture that critter alive and make him tell where the silver mine is. Is that clear to all of you?
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Yeah, all right.
Here he is.
As the Lone Ranger stepped into the large, smoke-filled room, the hard-faced men stepped back from the bar and watched him silently with eyes that were filled with hatred. Their hands moved close to the handles of their guns, and they waited for Zeke to give the signal. The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger entered Crompark's cafe, he seemed to ignore the gunman who had drawn back from the bar and who stood waiting for Zeke to give the signal to capture the masked man. The room was tense and silent. The Lone Ranger walked toward the rear where Zeke was standing.
Are you the proprietor?
Yes. Crompark's the name. Zeke Crompark.
Your customers seem to misunderstand my purpose in coming here. Perhaps because of this mask. This isn't a holdup.
Oh, it's not, eh?
You have rooms to rent upstairs. Is that right?
They're all full.
I have a package for a man named Justice. Is he living here?
Well, no, but I'll be seeing him. You can leave that package with me if you want to.
Very well. Put it here on the bar. Quite heavy. Oh, there's a letter for Justice tucked under the string.
Well, I'll see that he gets it. All right.
Just a minute. I don't know whether it's safe to leave this with you or not.
What's that?
I don't like the looks of some of your customers. They might be interested in the contents of this package.
What's the matter with my customers?
Well, that one over there used to be known as a slasher.
I'm square with the law, see? No one's got anything on me.
You're fingering your gun belt as if you'd like to fulfill the promise you made 3 years ago. Do you remember when I turned you over to the sheriff in Osage? There's another bad hombre, Crompart. Scar Loughlin.
Now, listen, mister.
How does it feel to be back in circulation, Scar? Jumped any claims recently?
Mister, if you're looking for...
Now, take it easy, Loughlin. Look, mister, you needn't worry about leaving that package with me. I'll see that Mr. Justice gets it safe and sound. Fact is, he told me he was expecting it.
Well, I guess I'll have to depend on you. There's another familiar face. You better stand still, Morgan. They'll make a play for your gun.
Who's making a play?
Have you been robbing the mails alone since your two brothers went to jail?
Mister, I promised my brothers I'd get you, and this is the time I'm going to do it!
I thought you'd try that. Come here, Zeke.
Let me go. You turned me loose here.
Get me. You'll have to shoot through Zeke.
Close in on him. Get around to the back.
Get out of the way, Zeke.
Wait, boys. Hold your fire. Don't shoot me.
Using Zeke Crompart as a shield, the Lone Ranger moved the remaining 2 yards to the door, stepped out, and slammed the door behind him.
I'll shoot the first man who comes through that door.
Hey, boys. He left his horse out front.
We'll get him there.
Wait a minute, boys. No use going out front. I heard him right away.
There he goes.
He's got someone with him.
Let me get a shot.
Me too. I owe that masked hombre plenty.
Doggone it, Crompart. If he hadn't grabbed his shield, we'd have had him.
He got away clean. At least he didn't have a chance to take this package with him.
Well, what's in it?
Hey, here's a letter fastened under the string. Let's see what it says.
Give it here. I'll have a look at it.
Hey, whatever this is, it's mighty heavy.
But it's silver ore. That's what's in the package.
Silver ore.
Listen to this letter here. Dear Justice, this silver ore is of the highest grade. Please have it appraised and converted into cash. Hold the money until I return. In case it is impractical or dangerous for me to return, I shall send you a map and prevail upon friendship in asking you to bring the money to me at the silver mine.
A map showing the route to a silver mine.
That's what I want.
That, boys, is what we all want. And that's what we're going to get.
After escaping from the cafe, the Lone Ranger left Tonto in charge of Silver in the clearing, returned to his room in the Frisbee house by way of the window, and went to bed. It was the following morning when Zeke Crompart, carrying a heavy package wrapped in paper, crossed the porch of Hank Frisbee's house and knocked on the door.
Oh, good morning, Crompart. What brings you here?
Did you hear what happened at my cafe last night?
How would I hear about it? I haven't been out of the house this morning.
Well, there was some excitement there. The Lone Ranger came.
You don't say. Hey, Justice! Step over here to the door. You'll be interested in this. Zeke Crompart says your friend...
The Lone Ranger had resumed his character as Mr. Justice, wearing the false mustache and beard and the dark suit of clothing.
Well, what happened, Mr. Crompart?
He left this package for you. There's a letter on top of it. This is just the way I got it. There wasn't no envelope for the letter.
Oh?
I reckon this is what you were expecting.
Thank you, Mr. Crumpart.
Let me tell you, Mr. Justice. The masked man was downright lucky to get away alive. He'd better not show his face around here again. Boys are pretty doggone sore.
If I have a chance, Mr. Crumpart, I'll tell him what you said. Thanks for delivering this package.
You're welcome. Good day.
Good day, sir. I'll see what this letter says.
Well, if you want to open that package private, Mr. Justice, you can take it to your room.
No, that's all right, Hank. You certainly know it's dangerous for him to return here.
What's that?
He'll undoubtedly send me a map.
A map?
The package contains silver ore. I'm to convert it into cash and wait for either the Lone Ranger or a map he's to send me, so I can deliver the cash to him at his silver mine.
A great day. You mean to say he's going to trust anyone with a map showing how to reach that secret silver mine? But that sure don't sound like the Lone Ranger.
It was the day before election when Zeke delivered the package and the letter. During all of that day, Zeke and his friends kept a sharp watch for anyone who might be bringing a message to the man called Mr. Justice. Crumpart's men were more concerned with the opportunity to stake a silver claim than in the coming election. They stayed around the cafe all night, watching for a message and watching each other. In accordance with a long-established custom, the polling was scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. and continue until noon. The ballot box had been set up at one end of the meeting hall. Hank Frisbee was in charge of the balloting. He stood beside the ballot box with the sheriff, Caleb West, and two deputies to preserve order. The Lone Ranger, still disguised as Mr. Justice, had just arrived to watch the voting.
I hope you don't mind if I stay here and watch.
Not at all, Mr. Justice.
Glad to have you.
Hey there, Frisbee. How about starting the voting?
Voting starts in 15 minutes.
Why can't you start her now?
Voting opens at 9 o'clock and not 1 second sooner.
Oh,
that's your daughter, Caleb.
What's she doing here? I just left her at home a few minutes ago. What's the trouble, Betsy?
No trouble, Dad. I came to see Mr. Justice.
Me, ma'am?
Yes, sir. First, I've got to ask you a question. Did you receive a letter and a package that were left with Zeke Crumpart?
Yes, I did.
Of course he did. I took it to him. Well, what about it?
I didn't come to see you, Mr. Crumpart. I came to see Mr. Justice. If you read the note, Mr. Justice, you'll be expecting another message.
Hey, Zeke, you bet.
Yeah.
There's an Indian at our house. He has a message for you.
Zeke, an Indian with a message.
It's a map we've been waiting for.
Father, why do you have to come out at this time?
Well, what are you waiting for, Mr. Justice? You'd better go to Caleb's place with Betsy.
Oh, I think there's no hurry. The Indian can wait for a time. I want to see the balloting begin.
Well, I ain't going to wait.
Now, hold on. You got to wait.
Not me. I'm getting that map before someone beats me to it.
Oh, boys, just a second.
I'll see you some other time.
Wait a second. Wait till you vote.
I can't.
All right. Then wait for me.
By the way, Mr. Crumpart, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
No, I can't. Let me go, Mr. Justice. Let me go.
Oh, you've plenty of time. The voting won't start for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, but my men are leaving. There's some more of them leaving the hall. Wait a minute, boys.
I'm interested in hearing what changes you'll make if you're elected sheriff.
Hey, Zeke. Where's all your friends gone?
I don't know. Boys, come back here. Wait for me.
Every one of Zeke's friends had been jealously watching each other. The departure of the first two was a signal for the others.
Look at him. My men have all walked out on me. Let me go, Mr. Justice. Let me go.
Mr. Crumpart, you're in a bad state. Now, take it easy. I just want to ask a few questions.
Yes, there'll be plenty of time for your friends to get back here, Zeke. The voting runs until noon.
But they won't be back.
Huh?
What's that?
Why won't they be back?
Let's
wait and see. Sit down, Mr. Crumpart. Sit down and relax. I want to ask some questions.
Zeke sat down because he could think of no reasonable excuse to leave the hall. He answered questions curtly while he waited, squirming impatiently, for the voting to begin. The minutes dragged to 9 a.m. Then Hank Frisbee rose and stood beside the ballot box to make an announcement.
Now, James, we're about to start the voting.
Caleb! Father, it's Mom.
Mary, what are you doing here?
Caleb, where's Mr. Justice?
Huh? Why, he was right here.
He just went into the inside room in the back there.
Why?
Did that Indian see him?
I didn't see no Indian.
Oh, dear. The Indian had a message for him. He decided to come here, but he said he'd leave the message fastened to the front door of the house.
The front door?
Yes, so as Mr. Justice would see it if he got to the house before the Indian met him. But there were other men. Caleb, a lot of men, rough-looking ones, came up to the house. They dismounted, and they saw the paper with Mr. Justice's name on it. They opened it up and then took off toward the west in a terrible hurry.
They've gone, and they won't be back.
What was the message?
Well, I don't know. It looked like some sort of a map.
Hey. Oh, the map!
Hey, dear, hey, it's the map to the Lone Ranger silver mine.
What's that?
Those crooks have got it, and they've gone to stake themselves a claim nearby. The Lone Ranger's secret is discovered.
No, it isn't.
The eyes of everyone in the room were riveted on the tall masked man who stood at the front door. Beyond him, at the rail outside, they saw the big white stallion, Silver, and Tonto mounted on Scout alongside.
Now, don't worry about that map. We'll lead those men on a long wild goose chase.
My votes!
Your votes, Crumpart, have ridden into the hills.
Caleb, you hear that? Great day, you're in, Caleb. You're elected. Taking up the ballots is just a matter of routine.
Hey, wait, hold on. I got to speak to that masked man. Hey, you, mister.
Yes, Caleb?
You helped Mr. Justice. You and he, you tricked Zeke Crompart's man. Is that it?
Ask Justice about that.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Hank. Let's ask him. He went into that back room.
Well, come on. He's not here.
Yeah, that window's open. Maybe he got out.
Wait. Caleb, look here on the chair. This is the suit he wore.
Yes, so it is.
And look, false mustache and beard. And look here on the table. A bullet.
A silver bullet. Well, of all the...
I get it, Caleb. He met the redskin here, got different clothes in his horse, then went around to the front door wearing his regular clothes and his mask.
Hank, that's it. Justice is the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's story was written by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.